The Center for Biological Diversity is preparing to sue the federal government to force a critical habitat designation for the Cook Inlet beluga. The whale is listed under the Endangered Species Act. The center's Brendan Cummings says by law, the National Marine Fisheries Service should have proposed critical habitat a year ago.
The Cook Inlet beluga has been listed as endangered for over a year, and we still do not have a final critical habitat rule, much less even a proposed rule. Now, the agency is working on a proposed rule, and that rule we should hopefully see within a few weeks. But unfortunately, the agency just hasn't been showing the urgency to protecting this critically imperiled species that it deserves and that by law it's entitled to.
Cummings says it's frustrating to have to use the courts to force agencies to meet Endangered Species Act deadlines. He says the federal government should be able to follow its own laws. A government study earlier this month found that Cook Inlet belugas continue to decline. Their numbers have slipped to 321 animals, down from an estimated 375. The cause of the decline is not known, but Cummings says establishing critical habitat is fundamental for helping the species recover.
Studies have shown that species with critical habitat are more than twice as likely to be stable or increasing than species without.
Cummings calls the beluga an umbrella species for the health of Cook Inlet.